When I was a kid, and even now, I love to eat. And I think 90% of the stories I know are about eating or about being eaten up. And so, and I'm a, they really are, I swear. And so I'm going to tell a story about a boy who ate too much. And there's a song in the story, but unlike Robin, I can't sing. I only sing songs that have that are really, really terrible songs. So I'm going to teach you this really, really terrible song. And at home, you can use it to drive your parents crazy. Okay? This is how you do it. You take one big breath and don't breathe again. Ready? And then you start to shake. And you go like this. It's a real song, I swear. It really, really is. This is a story told by the Inuit, the Eskimos, the people who live at the top of the world. And that's a song. Once upon a time, there was a little boy. He lived with his grandmother in a little house at the top of the world. The house had one little door, one little window, and in the roof of the house, one little hole for a chimney. In the house, they had a candle for light. This little boy, he loved to eat. And one morning, he woke up, and he ate, 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 until his grandmother said, "Stop! Go outside and play." And she pushed him out the door, and she locked the door behind him, but he didn't want to play. All he wanted to do was eat. So he ran down to the beach, and he was so lucky, because there on the snow at the edge of the ocean was a great, big, stinky, dead fish. He said, "Ooh, that looks good." Now, do this part with me. Ready? He grabbed the fish's tail with one hand. He grabbed the fish's head with the other hand. He flipped the fish over his head and he ate it all up. He said, "That was good. But do you know what? I'm still hungry." But now he was happy, so he started to sing. And you know what he sang. Look! He saw, bigger than a fish, all covered with fur and flippers flopping across the ice. You know what it was? Oh, close. A seal. He grabbed the seal's tail with one hand. He grabbed the seal's head with the other hand. He flipped the seal up in the air and clump. He ate it all up. He said, "That was good. But do you know what? I'm still hungry." But he was still happy, so you know what he did? He started to... Look! He saw, bigger than a fish, bigger than a seal, all covered with shaggy white fur. A polar bear! He grabbed the bear's tail with one hand. He grabbed the bear's head with the other hand. He flipped the bear up in the air and glum, he ate it all up. He said, "That was good. But do you know what? I'm still hungry." But he was still happy, so he started to sing. Look, he saw bigger than a fish, bigger than a seal, bigger than a polar bear. He saw the biggest animal in the world. A blue whale. He grabbed the whale's tail with one hand. He grabbed the whale's head with the other hand. He flipped the whale up in the air and he ate it all up. He said that was good. But do you know what? No, I'm thirsty. But he was lucky because he was next to the ocean. So he leaned over and he took a drink. And he drank. And he drank. And the water. And he drank. 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 He got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And he drank. And he drank. And he drank. And he drank. He got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And he drank. And he drank. And he drank. He drank up the whole ocean. He was so big. He was so round. He didn't look like a kid anymore. He looked like a big water balloon. With a little tiny face in the middle and little tiny hands and little tiny feet on the edges. He said, "That was good. I'm going home." He bounced across the snow, and he bounced across the ice until he got back to his little house. He had a problem. He couldn't fit in. He pushed and he pushed and he pushed. He just bounced off the door, and he started to cry. He said, "Grandma, Grandma, I can't fit in the door." His grandma said, "Don't worry, honey. If you can't fit in the door, come in the window." Now, the window's smaller than the door, but he said, "If Grandma told me, I'll try." So he rolled over to the window, and he pushed. It was like magic. His head went right through the window, but his shoulders wouldn't go. And he cried. He said, "Grandma, Grandma, I can't fit through the window." And she said, "Don't worry, honey. If you can't fit through the window, come in the chimney." Now, the chimney's smaller than the window, but he rolled on top of the house and he pushed. It was like magic. His head went through. His shoulders went through. His belly wouldn't go through. And he cried. He said, "Grandma, Grandma, I can't fit through the chimney." She said, "Don't worry, honey. If you can't fit through the window, come in through the eye of my needle." Now, you know a needle, you use it for sewing. One end is very, very sharp, but the other end has a tiny hole in it so you can put the thread. If you put your fingers together like that and look through them, it's smaller than that. She held the point of the needle between her fingers so he wouldn't get poked. She held the needle out the window, and the boy pushed. It was like magic. His head came through. His shoulders came through. His belly came through. His feet came through. He came tumbling into the little house. But remember, there was a candle with fire on top? He came tumbling into the little house. His grandma said, "Look out for the candle!" But it was too late. He landed on top of the candle and he exploded. He flew up into the air. Grandma flew up into the air. Ah! 3 days later, Grandma fell out of the sky. Ah! She hit the ground with a splash. She opened up her eyes, and the little house was gone. But there was the ocean. And floating on top of the water, a great big stinky dead fish. And swimming after the fish was a seal. And swimming after the seal was a polar bear. And swimming after the polar bear was a great blue whale. And the grandma cried, "Where's my boy?" And the whale opened up his mouth. And there, dancing on the tip of the whale's tongue, no, was the boy. And he said, "Grandma, grandma, do you know what? I'm still hungry." And that's the story. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.